Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, December 11th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. Apple Pay is finally available in Germany as of today. Apple's mobile payment service went live in the country hours after multiple reports claimed Apple Pay would debut in Germany. And there are over a dozen launch partners, including American Express, Maestro, Boon, Deutschland Bank, and a few others. Apple says retailers in Germany, including McDonald's, Adidas, Aldo, and Bershka, accept Apple Pay in stores in Germany, and Apple Pay should work anywhere contactless payments are accepted. And in Egypt, the local government has given Apple a 60-day window to correct what it describes as unfair restrictions in the region due to iPhones being marked up as high as 50% compared to the price of the same technology in the U.S. iPhone XS Max, for example, retails for around $2,000 in Egypt, compared to around $1,300 in the UAE. Apple hasn't formally responded to the complaint yet. And we learned something new about how the heart rate monitor works on Apple Watch Series 4 today. We knew the new ECG app only worked on customers 22 and older in the US, but today we learned that you can still benefit from the built-in electrodes on the heart rate monitor and new digital crown, regardless of where you live or how old you are. When you take a heart rate measurement in the Heart app, simply rest your finger on the crown when taking a heart rate measurement in the Heart app. Apple says the reading will be faster and more accurate. That's because the electrodes are able to capture a measurement every single second versus every 5 seconds, using just infrared light method without the digital crown. The heart rate data is saved in the Health app on the iPhone 2, which will label the readout as ECG to denote which method was used to capture the data. And also on 9 to 5 Mac today, we've got a hands-on review of a real photo book printed from Motif, a service that integrates with the Photos app on the Mac, and uses R.R. Donnelly, which was Apple's print products partner before Apple discontinued its own photo books. We've also got a 30% discount code in the story, so check out the review to learn more and save on your own photo books. And finally, we have a review of the new OtterBox Symmetry Series 360 case for the new iPad Pros. My summary is that it's an almost Apple-like case that combines a leather-like smart cover with a protective clear case, and without adding too much bulk. The Symmetry case works just like an Apple smart cover for making the iPad stand up for watching videos or using FaceTime, but the rubber edges of the case are a bit too thin around the speaker grills, which can make it feel flimsy when you hold it. If that doesn't bother you and you want a bit more protection than Apple Smart Folio offers, the OtterBox iPad Pro case is worth checking out. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5 Mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates throughout the week.